感谢神的安排，让我们今天有机会，也很高兴的邀请到 Lina 彭姐妹来为我们做见证。
We thank God for His arrangement. We're very happy and joyful that today we have Sister Lina to bear testimony for us today.
Lina 姐妹现在是属于尔湾教会。
And Sister Lina currently belongs to goes to Irvine Church.
那她是园林教会彭但伊利执事的小女儿。
She's the younger daughter, the youngest daughter of Deacon Daniel Peng of Garden Grove Church.
那也是我们尔湾教会弟兄Daniel Yang 弟兄的太太。
Also the wife to our brother Daniel Yang of Irvine Church.
那 Lina 上次在这里做见证是2016年的安息日的下午。
And the last time Sister Lina bore testimony here was on a Saturday evening, a Saturday afternoon in 2016.
那差不多过了两年，所以我们很高兴能再次邀请她继续来跟我们分享她的体验，然后还有神丰盛的恩典。
It has been 2 years, but we're really thankful that she's once again here to continue to share with us the grace of God.
那我们现在请 Lina.
I'd like to welcome Sister Lina.
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名见证。
First of all, I would like to send my greetings to all the brothers and sisters. I'm so glad that I could be here to see everyone again.
那首先要与大家来跟大家问好，很高兴能在此再与大家见面。
I would like to first share a passage.
那首先想跟大家分享一个经节。
It is in the book of Psalm 92.
那是在诗篇92篇。
Verses 1 to
4. 92篇第一到第四节。
Psalm 92.
诗篇九十二篇
Verses 1 to 4
第一到第四节
I would like to ask everyone to read with me
请大家跟我一起来读
And verse 1
第一节
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night on an instrument of 10 strings on the lute and on the harp with harmonious soundVerse 4. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in your works of your hands. So, last time when I was here, I shared about how I knew God exists from the testimony where he saved me from a crazy dog.
那从上次的见证中，我是来分享说如何神从一只疯狗的口中救了我，让我来认知到神的存在。
And then also, when I was a kid, how I knew that the devil existed from the experience of seeing a floating head in the chapel.
那在小时候，我在会堂看到一个漂浮的头，也让我认知到撒旦的存在。
And then I also share with everyone how God became my personal God.
我与大家分享神是如何成为我个人的神。
And how he became my first love.
他也成为我的初爱。
And how he has blessed me throughout my high school, college, and working years.
他也是如何在从我高中、大学到工作的生涯都来祝福我。
And then I was going to share about part two of my testimony.
那我要来分享我见证的第二部分。
本来。
本来要分享。
Which was about my depression.
那是有关我的忧郁症
and also hyperthyroidism.
还有我的甲状腺功能的一个亢进症
So those during those times was the very difficult time of my life, and I call it the dark period.
那是我生命中非常困难的一段时间，我也称它为我生命中的黑暗时期。
And I've learned a lot from those periods.
我从那段时从也学习到非常多的事情。
But on the way here, I was talking to my husband, and then he told me that since that part of the testimony was already published on Mana, why don't you share something else?
那我在来教会的路程，我的先生跟我讲说，近来那一段见证已经在 Mana 的杂志中已经刊登出来了。为什么我今天不跟大家分享不同的地方、不同的见证呢？
So I took my draft and I flip, and then so I chose two other testimony to share today.
所以我看了看我的讲稿，就决定今天与大家分享两个不同。 同的见证。
So I would like to share about my mother.
那今天想与大家分享我的母亲。
Some of you may know her.
有或许在位有些人认识她。
She passed away from liver cancer more than 10 years ago.
她是在十年更久十年以前因为肝癌而过世了。
I was only 27 when she passed.
那时候我只有27岁。
I was very close to my mother.
那我跟我妈妈也非常的亲近。
So when I learned that she had the fourth stage, which is the final stage of liver cancer,
那所以当我知道她已经是肝癌末期的时候
，I was at a loss.
那其实我非常的失落。
I did not even know how to process it.
那我完全不知道要如何来理解这件事情。
I could not even imagine that one day I would lose her, and it was so early.
那我那时候非常的年轻，我也没办法想说我有一天会将失去她。
And when my about six months before her death, that's when she first found out about it.
那是她离世的六个月之前，也是那时候她才发现有肝癌。
So in the next 2-3 months, I watch her experiencing abdominal pain.
那在再来的2-3个月，我可以看她每天都有经历肚子胃的疼痛。
And every time she's in pain, we would kneel down and pray for her.
那每次她在疼痛中，我们都会跪下来帮她祷告。
We would keep praying and praying and praying until the pain is gone.
我们会一直祷告，祷告到这个疼痛已经不再有了。
And during that time, I just felt so helpless that I couldn't help with her pain.
但那时候我感到非常的无助，因为我没办法帮她解除这个疼痛。
So our family started having family prayer together with her. For about 20 minutes every night.
所以当那时候每天晚上，我们家人就开始跟他一起有大多20分钟的祷告。
And then slowly the prayer became longer, became 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and then towards the end, it probably was 1 hour.
那渐渐的从20分钟到30-40分钟，最后可能有到一个小时长。
At the beginning, we were just praying for her illness and her pain.
那一开始的时候，我们只有在为她的病痛跟她的疼痛祷告。
But then slowly we started noticing through the prayers that God was trying to teach us something.
但是渐渐我们发现，也借着这个祷告，神或许是要教导我们一些事情。
So for me particularly, even though I wasn't thinking about it, I was only praying for my mother, that I started noticing that the Holy Spirit was telling me to do something.
那虽然对我个人来讲，一开始我只是纯粹为我妈妈祷告，最后我发现似乎圣灵在告诉我我有关我自己的一些事情。
Yeah, so first of all, it showed me my shortcoming.
那首先这个圣灵就显现出我自己的缺点。
And then it told me to show more love. My shortcoming was that I didn't have enough love for my sister.
那我的这缺点就是我对我的姐姐有不够的爱心。
So, and then as I kept praying for my mom, all I felt was that I was touched to have more love towards my sister.
那当我在继续为我妈妈祷告的时候，我反而是被圣灵感动，要对我姐姐有更多的爱。
So I thought that was interesting because I'm praying about one thing, but God actually is teaching me about something else.
那所以我感到非常的有趣，因为虽然我是在为某一件事情祷告，但神却是在教导我另外一件事情。
And then so I started to repent of my sins.
所以我就开始为我的罪过来悔改。
And then when we started sharing with one another in the family after we pray.
那在我们祷告后，我们家人在彼此分享时候。
And then after I share mine, then other, you know, family members started sharing that they have similar experience.
那在我分享以后，其他的家人他们也分享，他们其实也有很相类似的体验。
So we noticed that God was cleansing our family.
那所以发现借着祷告，神其实在洁净我们整个家庭。
To cleanse our weaknesses.
来洁净除去我们的软弱。
Okay, so after that point, we didn't notice my mom was having pain attack.
在那个之后，我们没有发现我们的妈妈是常常会有这种疼痛的发作。
But slowly she was losing her muscle strength.
但慢慢的，她的肌肉也慢慢失去力量。
So she could not walk anymore.
她就不能再走路了。
And then a month later, she couldn't talk anymore.
一个月之后，她也没办法再讲话。
And then a month later, she passed away.
一个月之后，她就过世了。
But before that, God left us a precious gift.
但在她走之前，神却留给我们一个非常宝贵的礼物。
The night before she passed, she tried to talk to me and my brother.
那她走，她离开的前一晚，她试着要跟我跟我的哥哥来讲话。
I haven't seen her talk for a whole month or two, about a month already at that point.
在那时候，至少有一个月，我都没有看过她能够讲话。
Just because she couldn't really lift her muscle to talk.
因为她嘴部的肌肉已经没办法动了。
So she kept saying two words.Something, something, something, something. But I can't understand what she's saying.
但她一直试着在讲，在重复讲两个字，但我没办法了解她在说什么。
And then my brother came over, and then we tried to guess what she's saying. So we said, "Are you saying this? Are you saying that?" And then she just said no.
但我跟我哥哥就试着来猜说她是否在讲这个，可是她就说不是。
But as we keep trying to guess what she's saying, she finally started laughing.That because our answer or the thing that we're trying to say is so ridiculous that it's not what she was trying to say.
那当我们一直在猜她在讲什么的时候，到最后她终于笑了，因为她觉得我们猜的是一点太荒谬太好玩了。
Again, I have not seen her, you know, smile for more than a month.
那同样的，我已经大概有一个多月没有看过她微笑了。
So when she passed away the next day,
所以她隔天过世的时候。
We suddenly, my brother and I suddenly remember, we're like, oh, she actually said, I don't know why my brother remembered, but looking from her lips, she was saying, I saw.
但到隔天，突然我的哥哥才记得说，从妈妈的嘴唇，他可以看出来说，妈妈是说我看到了。
So we were thinking maybe she saw Jesus or she saw the angels. She was trying to tell us she's leaving.
那或许妈妈是试着跟我们讲说她看到主耶稣还是看到天使，因为她要离开了。
And on the day that she passed away, she left with a smile on her face.
她离开的那一天，她是面带微笑而离开我们的。
So that was a precious gift that God has given to us and our family.
这是神给我们家人一个非常宝贵的礼物。
Because I know that she cannot move her muscle. It's not easy for her to move her muscle.So for her to leave with a smile on her face is just a miracle.
我们知道她没办法动她脸部的肌肉，所以她离开带着一个微笑是一个非常不容易的事情。
And then after we prayed together, brothers and sisters came to visit her, say our goodbyes. Then we called the morgue to come.
在弟兄姐妹们一起来跟家人一起来祷告，跟妈妈说再见的时候，我们就请殡仪馆来了。
And when they came, they said something that surprised me.
那他们来的时候也跟我讲了一个让我非常惊讶的事情。
They said, "Wow, this is the most beautiful corpse we've ever seen."
他们跟我们说，这是他们看过最美的一具尸体。
And then I started remembering, you know, about a month and a half before she passed.
那时候我才记得，大多一个半月前。
Her skin started to shed, like you know how snakes shed skin. She did that.
那妈妈的皮肤就开始像蛇一样这样子的脱皮。
So all her old skin shed, and then she has new baby skin, and it's so soft and it's shiny.
她旧的皮肤全部都脱去了，那她其实长了一个像婴儿般的全新的非常光滑的一层的皮肤。
Then I remember that years ago, my mom told me.That she prays to God that she prays to God that she would die pretty.
那时候我就突然记得，很多年前妈妈曾经跟我说过，她这样跟神祷告说，希望她死的时候可以死得很美丽。
And then now I look at her, you know, I was like, wow, she is really pretty. She has a smile on her face, and her skin is shiny like a baby.
那当时我看她的时候就感谢神，因为她不只带着微笑走了，她的皮肤就像婴儿一样的美。
So I thought, wow, God really loves her.
所以我就想说，神真的这样的爱她。
With such a small request, God still did it for her.
就是如此小的一个要求，神都答应她了。
Even though it's a small request, but it is very difficult to do.
虽然是一个很小的要求，但是其实是非常困难。
She was in her, you know, mid-60s. You can't just shed your own skin.
他已经在他的六十多岁，所以他也不能就身体自动的来脱皮。
And then after a week, I was talking to my neighbor.
那一个礼拜后，我在跟我的邻居讲话。
She told me that her brother also died of liver cancer recently.
她姐跟我说，最近她的哥哥才也是因为肝癌而过世。
So she asked me, when your mother passed away, did she die of extreme pain?
她就问我说，你妈妈过世的时候，她是不是在极很非常痛的痛苦之下而过的？
So I was very puzzled. I didn't know what she meant.
那我病那时候非常不没办法了解她是什么意思。
So she explained to me that for liver cancer patient, they usually die very painfully.
她就跟我解释说，其实得肝癌的病患要走的时候，他们是会在极其的痛苦之下而走。
So the closer they are to their, day of death.The more pain they would have to endure.
他们离死期越近，他们的痛苦也就越大。
So she said that her brother was screaming and screaming in his last days.
他跟我讲说，他的哥哥在最后的那几天是一直的尖叫。
And even the morphine cannot help.
那就算吗啡也没办法帮助他。
So after I heard what she said, I was really thankful to God.And I wanted to give thanks to God for not having my mother experience the pain.
我听到以后也非常的感谢神，因为神并没有让我的妈妈经历这个痛苦。
So I felt that God really comforted us by all these things that He had done for my mother.
我也感觉到神，因为借着神为我母亲所做的一件事情，是因为这样神也安慰了我们。
The smile on her face and the new skin and also the absence of pain.
他脸上的微笑，他的新的皮肤跟没有任何疼痛。
Even though we miss her terribly, but we were also grateful to God for His love for her.
那虽然我们极其的想念他，但是我们也非常的感谢神，神对他的爱跟对我们家人的爱。
After her death, many members came to us to share with us how my mother has shown love to them and care for them secretly.
在妈妈过世后，有许多的信徒就来跟我们分享说，妈妈是还活的时候，常常默默的如何来爱他们、关心他们。
We were very touched by her love for others.
我们也因为她的爱对别人的爱深深的感动。
And we could also see that so many people loved her back.
我们也可以看到有多么的人也是这样子的爱她。
When the day that she passed away, so many brothers and sisters came to our house, and they wanted to say their goodbye and pray for her.
那妈妈走的那一天，有许多的弟兄姐妹来到我们家，想要为她祷告，然后跟她说最后一次的再见。
And they, took a day off just to come.
他们有些人那一天还没有去上班，就是为了来看她最后一面。
When I see how they held her hand, her corpse, and looked at her with eyes full of love.I was just so touched by the love that she has for them and the love that they have for her.
那当我看到他们握着我妈妈冰冰的手时候，我也可以看到他们对她深深的爱，跟她对她的关心。
So one of the brothers, but he became a preacher later on, and he shared with us that when he wanted to become a pastor, his English was not very good.
那时候有一个弟兄，他之后成为一个传道。那时候他跟我们分享说，他的英文那时候并不是很好。
So when my mother knew that, she ordered a English magazine that's really good for English vocabulary, and sent it to his house every week.
那时候我妈妈知道的时候，她妈妈就帮这个弟兄订购了一个英文的杂志，是可以来学英文非常好的一个用具，所以她就是每个礼拜都会让这个杂志寄到这个弟兄家。
And so that brother or preacher is very, very grateful for my mother's act of love.
那位弟兄现在是传道，也非常感恩母亲那时候的爱。
But we as kids, we didn't know that my mother was doing such things.
那时候，身为小孩，我们并不知道我们妈妈为这些人做了这些事情。
And then another brother came to us and said, I was at church for many years. I didn't really have any special gifts that I could serve God with. But then, my mom went to encourage him to join choir.
那你有另外弟兄来跟我说，那时候 他并不认为他有任何的恩赐可以为教会做任何事，但是我母亲却跟他讲说他其实可以来参加诗班。
And that brother also had stuttering.
那个弟兄那时候有点口疾。
So, and he went to join, and that was his first holy work, and he was also very grateful that, because of my mom's encouragement, he could serve God.
那是他在教会做的第一件圣工，那他也非常的感谢，因为妈妈的鼓励，他能够来为教会服事。
Again, you know, as her children, like she, even though she tells me a lot of things, I didn't know she was doing all these things in secret.
那虽然身为他的儿女，他跟我们讲很多事情，但我却不知道他背后默默的做了很多事情。
Another time, well.All her life, I could see how much she loved God and how much she was devoted to serve God.
那从妈妈的一生，我可以看到她是如何的爱神，那她如何来投入来侍奉神。
And I could really see how God loved her and blessed her.
那我也可以看到神是如何的来爱她，来祝福她。
And so that's what I say. Another time, I remember she told me when I was a kid.
所以还有另外一个时间，我记得长大的时候，她曾经这样跟我说。
She said, "You should always give thanks to God and give tithe and give Him all kinds of gifts that you can."
她跟我说，你一定要来服侍他，你要来奉献给神，奉献十一捐啊！你有任何可以给神的，你都要来给予神。
Because whatever you give to God, God always gives you back and more.
因为你凡所给神的，他都要双倍的来加来赐福给你。
So she said one time, she was so touched by God's love, so she offered her whole month's salary, to God.
她说有一次她，是被神的爱深深的感动，所以她将她一个月的薪资都奉献了给神。
So this is not before after tax problem. This is like the entire paycheck.
那这不是在扣税之前还是没有扣税，她就将她那整个月的薪水都奉献上了。
And she said, and immediately next month, her boss gave her a bonus, which was the exact amount that she gave God.
那但是在下一个月就刚刚好，她的老板就是给她了一个新加薪，那个加薪就是跟她上个月的薪水是。完全一样的金额。
Yeah, so she was even more grateful to God.
所以她就更加的来感激神。
So, I really felt that she left behind very beautiful footprints for us to follow.
我感谢神，她真的留下了非常美丽的这种足迹，让我们来跟随。
So I'd like to share a verse to conclude her part of the testimony.
那来，我来分享一个经节来结束对妈妈的见证。
Okay, it is recorded in Romans chapter 12.
那是在罗马书第十二章
verses 10 to 13.
罗马书十二章十到十三节。
Romans chapter 12, verses 10 to 13.
罗马书十二章十到十三节。
It reads, "Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love."
爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
In honor, giving preference to one another.
恭敬人要彼此推让。
Not lagging in diligence.
殷勤不可懒惰。
Fervent in spirit.
要心里火热。
Serving the Lord.
常常服侍主。
Rejoicing in hope.
在指望中要喜乐。
Patient in tribulation.
在患难中要忍耐。
Continuing steadfastly in prayer.
祷告要恒切。
Distributing to the needs of the saints.
圣徒缺乏要帮补。
Given to hospitality.
客要一味的款待。
Sometimes I would wonder why God would take away my mother because she was such a good person, a good sister, a good mother.
有时候我还是不了解，我妈妈是这么美好的一个姐妹，那么好的一个仆人，为什么神要将她带走呢？
And then one day I stumbled upon this verse.
但有一天我就读到了这段经文。
I looked at it, I was like, oh.This is exactly what my mother does.
那我看到就想到说，哎呀，这就是我妈妈一生中所做的事情。
And I felt that, wow, because she has done what God wanted her to do, her job is done.
我想说，因为她已经做完了神吩咐她要做的，所以她在世上的工已经完成了。
So she has passed her test.
她已经经过了这个考验。
And therefore, precious is the in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints.
所以在主眼中看圣民之死极为宝贵。
Okay, and next I would like to share about my sister.
那再来，我想与大家分享关我姐姐的见证。
Many of you also knew my sister Lulu.
那许多人也认识我的姐姐 Lulu.
She passed away about 3.5 years ago.
她是大多在三年半之前过世的。
I remember that. Well, actually, she went through a lot in her life.
她其实在生命中经历了非常多事情。
First, in her early 30s, she had breast cancer.
那首先在她三十多岁时，她得到了乳癌。
四十多时候
她得到乳癌。
And then she went through chemotherapy.
然后她经过化疗。
And because I was there to take care of her, I witnessed how difficult it was.
因为我是在身旁照顾她的，所以我可以体验这个过程是多么的困难。
I would see her, you know, throw up, and I had to help. You know, to pat her back.
那我会看到她呕吐，我也需要来帮她拍背。
And I saw her losing her hair one by one.
我看她渐渐的失去了头发。
And she also had the mastectomy. She removed one side of her breast.
那她也将她一边的的乳房割去了。
And then after that, then she had a cyst in her brain that was pressing against her nerves.
那在那个之后，她头脑里长了一个囊肿，那是在压迫她的大脑。
So she went through surgery to take care of it.
所以她也开了刀把那个囊肿移去了。
Then after a few years, she had lung cancer.
在几年过后，她又得了肺癌。
And towards the end of her lung cancer, she started to experience blood clot in her leg, which caused a lot of pain.
那接近她肺癌的末期时，她就开始有这个血阻塞在她的腿，所以她的腿有极大的疼痛。
And so one night, it's a Friday night, I think her family had to do something, and then so I had to take her to church, so I went to pick her up.
那有一天星期五晚上，因为他的家人有点忙，所以我是去接他来教会。
So when I picked her up, we were talking.
那我接到他时候，我们就在聊天。
And when we almost got to church, she started like complaining to me.
那我们快到教会的时候，他就开始跟我抱怨。
She said, "Well, I really think that my time is up. I don't think you know God's going to save me, and I think He's going to take me away."
他说：“我觉得我时间已经到了，我并不觉得神要救我，他是要带我走了。”
And at that time, I became angry.
但那时候我就生气了。
I said, "Don't say that."
我说：“不要这样子说。”
I was just being emotional because I didn't want her to go.
但那时候我其实很情绪化，因为我并不想要她离开。
I said, "I thought you were praying all these times, you know." So you should still have faith and don't give up.
我就跟他讲说，我以为你这一段一直都有在祷告，所以你要继续祷告，不要放弃。
And then later on, I kind of felt bad. Oh, I should not have raised my voice at her.
但之后我就感到很愧疚，我不应该对他讲话比较大声。
And then I think it was in a few days, then she got so sick that she was not able to get out of bed anymore.
在几天过后，她就病重，严重到她没办法再离开她的床了。
And her leg pain grew.
她脚的疼痛也越来越严重。
And so, because I, you know, raised my voice at her a few days before, so I felt bad. So I said, "If you feel pain, just yell out. Don't hold it. It's okay."
因为前几天我跟她讲话比较大声，后面我就很愧疚，跟她讲说，如果你很痛的话，你就大叫出来，没关系。
And then after a few days,
那几天过后
，I experienced something.
我也体验到了一些事情。
I went to a chiropractor to adjust my neck.
我去一个复健师去看我的背，我的脊椎。
And when the chiropractor cracked my neck, it pulled something.
那我去复健的时候，那个复健师，拉了我的颈部，然后就拉到了什么。
And then I felt that it hurt.
就我感到一个一阵疼痛。
And then that day, the pain grew and grew. It was basically something is pressing on my nerve.
那时候我的疼痛越来越严重，因为有东西在压迫我的神经。
And then for the next 3 days, I literally could not sleep because of the pain. It's like 1,000 knives jabbing me.
那再来的三天，就像有上千万的针在刺我，所以我完全无法睡。
And every time I can't sleep in my bed. I had to sit up, so I just sat on the sofa at night trying to sleep.
我完全没办法躺下来睡，所以在晚上的时候，我需要直坐在沙发上这样子睡。
And every time I start to fall asleep and my muscles start to relax, then the pain comes right back and jab me.
那我每次快要睡着的时候，当我的肌肉开始放松，那个疼痛那个就开始又开始了。
很痛。
非常非常的痛。
So sometimes the doctor asks you between 0 to 10, what is the level of your pain, right?
有时候医生会问你从零到十你的疼痛指数在哪里。
So that was a 10.
所以那是一个十的疼痛。
I've never experienced that kind of pain ever.
那我从来没有经历过这样子的疼痛。
Then in my head, I repented to God.
在我的头脑中，我就向神悔改。
I should not have raised my voice at my sister.
说神，我不应该向我的姐姐大声。
She was experiencing so much pain on her leg, and that's why she was so discouraged.
她因为脚是有这么大的疼痛，所以她才感到很灰心。
And she's the type that can tolerate very high level of pain.
那我姐姐已经是一个可以忍受一个很高度的疼痛的一个人。
She does not usually complain about her pain.
她也不会轻易的来因为她的疼痛来抱怨。
Because I've seen her gone through all her other surgeries and chemotherapy, she never complained.
因为我已经看过她经历她其他的癌症跟一切的手术，她从来都没有抱怨过。
So this is the first time that she actually complained about her pain, and I didn't use love to give her encouragement. Instead, you know, I raised my voice at her.
这也是她第一次因为她的疼痛来抱怨。那我竟没有用爱心来鼓励她，我反而向她说话很大声。
So that's why immediately I experienced nerve pain.Extreme nerve pain.
那也是为什么马上的几天之后，我自己本身就体验这个非常极度的神经痛。
So at that time, I was thinking, "Wow, okay, then my sister must have been in a lot of pain."
那时候我就想说，那我的姐姐一定是在更多的痛苦中。
And so after she passed away,
在她过世之后
，I didn't really have time to process.Losing her emotionally because I was busy preparing for my wedding, which was 1 month away.
因为那时候刚刚好我自己的婚礼是在一个月之后，所以我也没有真正有时间来接受这个事实。
And after I came back from my honeymoon, I noticed that while she was gone.
但在我从我度蜜月回来之后，我才真的发现说她已经不在了。
So my heart was very sorrowful, and you know, I prayed to God.
我心中就非常的伤心，我向神祷告。
Then immediately for the next few days and weeks, I had 3 dreams.
在接来的几天跟几个礼拜中，我有了三个不同的梦。
In my first dream, I was at church attending a church seminar.
在我第一个梦，我是在教会参加一个讲习会。
And then that was the end of the church seminar.
那已经是在讲习会的尾端了。
And I was inside a house.
我在一个房子里面。
And then I saw my sister Lulu. She was in a wedding gown.
那我看到我的姐姐 Lulu, 她那时候穿了一个婚纱礼服。
She was getting ready to get married.
她那时候正准备要结婚。
And I knew, and everyone there in the dream knew that she was getting married to.The Lord.
那时候我知道，跟每个人在梦中的人都知道，他是要准备来嫁给主耶稣。
Then I started getting nervous. I said, "Oh!" I asked one of her bridesmaid. I said, "What should I wear?" Because I thought I was going to be a bridesmaid too.
那时候我就很紧张，我就问他一个朋友是伴娘，我就说，那我应该穿什么？因为我以为我自己也是伴娘。
Because I didn't prepare. I didn't know she was going to be. getting married at that moment.
我没有准备好，我不知道他那一刹那就要结婚了。
Then the bridesmaid said, "Just wear something of the same color that matches."
他的朋友就跟我说，你只要穿一个差不多那个同样的颜色就好了。
Then suddenly I noticed that, oh, I'm actually not a bridesmaid. I was embarrassed.
那时候我就很羞愧，因为我才发现我并不是他的伴娘。
And then Lulu was already at the door, ready to go in.
我的姐姐已经在门外了，已经准备要进去了。
And at that moment, I knew that that's the last time I would see her.
那时候我也知道，那是我最后一次看到她了。
Then I actually started crying, and then I woke up in my cry.
我就开始哭泣，我也因为哭泣而惊醒了。
I've actually never woken up by crying.
那我其实没有在，因为在梦中哭泣而哭到醒。
And my husband asked me, "Are you okay? Did something bad happen?"
先生问我说，你还好吗？发生了什么事？
I said, "I dream of Lulu."
我就跟他说，我梦到了我的姐姐。
And then the second dream, I was at a TJC, True Jesus Church bookstore.
第二个梦中，我在真耶稣教会的一个书店中。
With my family.
在跟我的家人在那里。
When I got to the corner, I saw Lulu.
我到一个角落的时候，我看到了我的姐姐。
I was so surprised that she was there, so I asked her, "Oh, what are you doing here?"
我看到她很惊喜，我就说，你怎么会在这呢？
I thought you were gone already.
我以为你已经不在走了。
And she said, "Oh, she's just visiting to see how we are all doing."
她就说，我只是来看看你们都好吗？
And then she went to hug her husband, which was also at the corner.
她那时候就看到她先生也去那里拥抱她。
So I teased her. I said, "Oh, can you guys do that somewhere else?"
所以我就开她玩笑说，你们可不可以去其他地方？
And she told me, "You could just walk away."
她就告诉我说，你自己可以走了。
And then in this dream, when I woke up, I felt that, oh, everything is going to be okay.
当我醒来的时候，我就感到很安慰，说我知道一切都会是好的。
And then in my third dream, I was also at True Jesus Church.
在我第三个梦，那时候我也在真耶稣教会。
It was also the last day of a church seminar.
那时候也是一个教会讲习会的最后一天。
And her best friends came from Malaysia to visit her.
她最好的朋友从马来西亚来看望她。
And it was lunchtime, so they all sat down and wanted to spend time with Lulu.
那时候是中午，所以吃饭时候，所以大家都想坐在姐姐旁边跟她来讲话。
My second sister Elaine also sat down and wanted to find a spot so she has a spot to talk to Lulu too.
我第二个姐姐Elaine 她也试着想找一个地方，所以她可以坐下来跟我的大姐讲话。
And I also frantically tried to find a spot so I could sit down and talk to Lulu.
同样，我也是赶快找一个地方想坐下来跟她讲话。
And then so she went around to talk to everybody and encouraging everyone.
在梦中，我的姐姐就到了每一个人的旁边，跟他们讲话，鼓励他们。
When I woke up, I noticed that in my past three dreams, she was at church.
我醒来的时候，我就发现我过去三个梦，姐姐都是在教会里。
And that's, I guess, how God wants me to remember her.
我想那也是神想要我用这个方式来纪念，来纪念她。
Because her heart was always in God's church.
因为她的心一直都是在神的教会内中。
And she always devoted her time to encourage everybody while she was still living. At church.
那当他还活着的时候，他总是用他所有的时间来鼓励周围的人。
Even though during her tough time, she was still encouraging people.
虽然就算在他最困难的时候中，他还是照样鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
And she always devoted her time to go to morning prayers, without fail.
那他也一直都是。一定定义要每早去参加早祷会。
She'll go to church.
那她会去教会参加早祷会。
And then she was always devoted to attend all types of church seminars, even though she was going through chemotherapy.
就算那时候她在经历化疗，她还是定义要参加教会各种的讲习会。
When during that time, we were trying to encourage all the other teachers to come, and then when we asked them, they're like, "Oh, we're busy, or we have to take kids to certain places." Or we have things, this and that to do. But then when we look at, you know, the chapel, we see Lulu, who was a cancer patient, sitting there attending seminar.
虽然那时候我们试着鼓励其他的老师、学生们来参加，可是他们总是有很多借口，有很多事情没办法参加。但我们看到会堂时，却看到我的姐姐，她虽然坐在轮椅，可是她是在教会。
And when she was unable to walk, she had to be on a wheelchair.
她那时候没办法走路时，她就需要坐轮椅。
And she still attended music camp.
她还参加了这个音乐营。
And served the Lord by praising God.
那她也是照样用她的歌声来服侍神。
And that was 2 months before she passed away.
那是在她过世的两个月之前。
And so, she also left behind a good, beautiful footprints for me to follow.
她也为我留下了一个非常美好的脚踪，让我来跟随。
So I'd like to share on Psalm 92.
那我想与大家分享诗篇九十二篇
，verse 12.
诗篇九十二篇第十二节
，to 15.
十二节到十五节。
Psalms 92, verse 12 to 15.
诗篇九十二篇十二到十五节。
Please read with me.
请跟我一起来读。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. 13. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. 14. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. 15. To declare that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Okay, for my last testimony, I'd like to share about a time when I was in college.
那最后一个见证，想与大家分享我在大学的一段时期。
When I was studying abroad in Singapore, that was my fourth year of college.
那我在新加坡读书时候是我大学第四年。
I met a lot of brothers and sisters who also were going to the same school.
那时候我遇到了许多跟我参加同一个学校的弟兄姐妹们。
And over there, the semester is very long, 16 weeks.
那时候一个学期大多有16个礼拜。
And then there's 4 weeks of final exams.
那大多有四个礼拜是我们的期末考。
So basically those 4 weeks, all we did was we wake up, study, we eat lunch, study, we eat dinner, study, and then we go to bed.
那段四个礼拜中，我们就是醒来读书，吃个饭再读书，然后再吃个饭再去读书再睡觉。
So I was not used to this kind of schedule growing up in California.
那因为生长在加州，到了新加坡，我没办法适应他们这样子的一个行程。
Because here the quarter system is 10 weeks of school, 1 week of final, and then you're done.
但在美国的这个的一个系统是有十个礼拜的课程，一个礼拜的期中考，然后就结束了，期末考就结束了。
Yeah. So during that month, a brother went around and ask all the classmates, brothers and sisters, when our final exams would be.
在那个月的时候，就有一个弟兄，他到了每个人面前，问我们说，我们的期末考是什么哪一天
？So of the chart, we just fill in when our exams would be.
在一个表上面，我们就填了我们期末考的那个时间。
So I asked him, "What is this chart for?"
我就问他说，这个表要做什么呢？
He said, "Oh, we pray for each other when we see other people having exams, and it's not our exam time. We pray for that brother or sister so that you know God will be with them."
他就跟我说，这个表是因为呢，当我们看到不是我们在期末考的时候是别人，我们就为他们来祷告。
Or like if the next day is someone's exam, then we'll pray for them the night before too.
那如果隔一天是另外一个弟兄姐妹的考试时候，我们前一晚就要来一起为他祷告。
So I thought, that's something new.
那我就想说，这是很新鲜的一个事情。
We never do that in the United States.
我们在美国从来没有做过这样子的事情。
I don't think we care about what our brothers sisters how they do in their exams.
那我相信在美国，我们其实不会太在乎我们其他别人考试考的怎么样。
So I thought, They have a lot of love.
所以想说哇，他们非常的有爱心。
Then I understood when I went through this myself.
所以当我自己亲身经历的时候，我就了解了。
So when I kept studying until one point my brain was so full I cannot study anymore.
就那时候，当我一直读书到头脑都已经塞不下东西时
，I was so exhausted.
我非常的疲倦。
I felt so heavy.
我感到好沉重。
So much pressure.
好大的压力。
And I felt like I have no more strength.
我感到已经完全无力了。
And I felt like I just want to give up.
我想到我现在就要放弃了。
Okay, so I just lay down on my bed.
我就在床上躺下来。
And I thought to myself,
我就跟我自己这样讲。
I'll just do nothing and give up.
我不要再做任何事情，我就完全放弃了。
And then I fell asleep.
那我就睡着了。
But soon after,
那在一下过后
，I suddenly felt this hand. There's a big power pushing me up from my bed.
那突然我就感到有两只手很大的能力从将我从我的床上推下来。
啊，不是推下。
推起来 坐起来
So I was to a sitting position
那我就从床上躺的姿势坐了起来
And when I woke up
当我醒来的时候
I felt like I had so much power
我就感到我突然有很大的一股力量
So much energy
很多精神
And my brain was so clear
那我的头脑非常的清晰
And then suddenly I felt that there's a power of intercession
那我就突然感到这股代祷的力量
And immediately I thought, whoa, someone is praying for me
突然我就想到说哦，现在有人在为我祷告
Because I've never felt that kind of power before
因为我从来没有体验过这样子这么大的力量
Like someone pushing me up from a laying down position
就像从躺的姿势竟然有一股力量可以把我推到坐起
I was so amazed
那我就非常的惊讶
Though I didn't know who exactly prayed for me
虽然那时候我并不知道是谁在为我祷告
But I learned that, wow, intercession is so powerful
但我却学习到代祷的功效是如此的大
I was so appreciative of that person
那我也非常感激那位
Even though taking exams may not be a big deal in the eyes of God,
虽然在神眼中考试并或许不是一件很大的事情
because His priority is to save us and to give us eternal life.
因为神的正目标是为了要救拯救我们，赐给我们永生
But because my brothers and sisters, out of their love and sincerity, pray for me.
但因为我的弟兄姐妹出于他们的爱心为了我祷告
and I receive so much strength and power.From their intercession.
从他们的代祷，我得到了如此大的的力量。
So from this experience,
从这个体验中
I learned that if I am too weak to pray for myself,
我学习到如果我本身太软弱，没办法为自己祷告。
If I want to give up,
如果我想放弃了
and I ask someone to pray for me,
我请其他人来为我祷告
and then they pray for me out of love and sincerity.
他们出于爱心跟诚实来为我祷告
then I can actually receive a lot of strength
那我其实也可以得到非常大的力量
and vice versa
那同样的
if we hear a brother or sister so weak
如果我们今天听到一个弟兄姐妹非常软弱
and they want to give up
他们想要放弃
and if we out of love and sincerity pray for them
如果我们也是出于爱心跟诚实来为他们代祷
they will receive so much strength
他们同样也会得到如此大的力量
and sometimes I hear members Who would say this?
有时候我会听到弟兄姐妹们这样子说
They said, "Oh, I don't want anyone to know about my illness or my weaknesses."
我不想任何人知道我的疾病还是我的软弱
Because sometimes I hear from someone and say, "Oh, I didn't know that person is sick. How come they didn't announce it?"
因为有时候我们会听到某某人说，哦，我不知道这位弟兄姐妹生病了，为什么他们没有来报告呢
？And they say, "Oh, the particular brethren does not want it." Want people to know.
我们就会知道，其实这位弟兄某某弟兄姐妹并不想全部人知道。
But I noticed that they really miss out a lot.
但我发现他们其实就是失去了很多。
Because it is God's will for us to pray for one another.
因为来为彼此代祷其实是神的旨意。
It is God's will for us to show that kind of love to one another.
那也是神的旨意，让我们来对彼此来关心，来爱彼此。
And I know that today I can stand here is because a lot of brothers and sisters pray for me.
我也知道今天我能够站在这里，是因为许多弟兄姐妹们为我代祷。
I moved to the United States when I was 13.
我十三岁时候移民来美国。
My sister Lulu told my parents, "Do not bring them here to the United States. They're going to turn bad."
我的姐姐 Lulu 告诉我的父母，不要将他们带来美国，他们会变坏。
Then after a few years, when I was in maybe end of high school or in college,
那几年之后，在我大学最后一年，还是在高中最后一年，还是大学时候
，I asked my mom, "Mom, do you pray for us every day?"
我就问妈妈说，妈妈，你每一天都会为我们祷告吗
？Because I noticed that I have a lot of freedom here in the United States, but I have no desire to do anything bad.
我跟她讲说，我发现我在美国有很大的自由，但是我却没有那个欲望想要来做坏事。
I feel like I'm living in like a bubble.
我感觉我很像住在一个泡沫中。
She said, "Of course, I pray for you every day."
她说，当然我每天都帮你祷告喽。
So I said, "Oh, that's why."
我说，哦，原来如此。
So I noticed that from learning from my mother that we should always pray for one another.
从我妈妈学习到，就是我们要时常的来为彼此代祷。
So I would like to conclude this testimony with the book of James.
那我想以雅各书一节来与大家来结束我的见证。
Chapter 5,
雅各书第五章
15-17,
十五到十七节。
James chapter 5,
雅各书第五章
15-17,
十五到十七节。
Please read with me.
请跟我一起读。
And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So, this will conclude my testimony. May all the glory be unto God's name.And actually, I kept deferring this testimony because I was really busy.
那其实我一直延迟我的见证，因为我中间很忙碌。
And then about a month or two months ago, there's a sister who shared with me.
那大多两个月之前，有一个姐妹跟我分享。
She said, "The more you have, the more you use it for God, the more you'll be given."
她说，你拥有越多，当你用在神的身上越多时候，神也会赐福你更多。
And if you have very little and you still don't use it for God, then what you have will be taken away.
但是你如果拥有很少，但你也不将那些用在神身上，你所拥有的神也会夺去。
So after, you know, she said that, she said, and she particularly said, if you keep testifying for God, God will give you more testimony to share.
她也这样跟我说，如果你继续为神来做见证，神也会赐给你更多的见证来跟大家分享。
So after I heard that,And then Sister Betsy emailed me. I said, "Okay, I'm coming."
So, 当她这样跟我讲，刘姐妹一这样子发邮件给我的时候，我就答应了。
So may God bless all of us.
愿神祝福我们每一位。
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, 感谢神，让我们听到很美好的见证。
I thank God for the wonderful testimony.
Lina 姐妹是我高中还有大学的同学。
And Sister Lina is my friend in high school and college.
我记得每一次看到她呢，她总是面带的笑容。
I remember every time I see her, she's always very happy and smiley.
在就是各种的我们升学的压力，还有遇到各种的挑战中，我们可以从她的身上看到什么是一个基督徒真正喜乐的心。
So no matter what kind of pressure we face in school or in our life, I could always see from her what it means to be a joyous Christian.
那她原本跟我说她是要见证关于忧郁症啊，什么甲亢的，什么的见证。
Now originally she told me she was going to testify about her depression and her sickness.
那我本来都准备好了。
And I actually prepared everything.
结论已经写好了。
And I wrote my conclusion already.
但是刚才吃饭吃的，我跟他打招呼，他给我说，突然 Daniel 弟兄跟他说要需要见证关于母亲侄子娘还有露露的事。
But when I spoke to her during lunch, she suddenly told me Brother Daniel encouraged her to testify about her mom and about Sister Lulu, her sister.
那我就傻眼了。
And I didn't know what to say.
那我就心里想说，好吧，圣灵感动吧。
And so I thought, since it's a movement of the Holy Spirit, let it be.
那我非常荣幸能认识侄子娘Dina 的母亲还有露露。
And I'm very honored and thankful that I got to know Deaconess Ping, her mother, and Sister Lulu, her sister.
那我记得我们那时候还在大学吧，在大学。
And remember during that time we were only in college.
那侄四娘呢，她是一个非常会关心，尤其是这些青年的一位长辈。
And Deaconess Ping was an elderly who especially knew how to care for the college youth.
她常常看到我的时候就关心我说，在学校的生活怎么样，还是教会最近怎么样，圣工怎么样，等，有没有遇到什么困难。
Now, every time she saw me, she would ask me how I was doing in school, if I had any difficulty or problems in school or in my life.
我真的非常感谢她对，就是对我们这些晚辈的关心。
And I was truly thankful for her care.And love for all of us.
那因为那时候在园林教会，那时候中区，就是常常几个家庭就是轮流家庭聚会。
During that time in Garden Grove Church, the central region, we will often hold family service in different places.
那我们那时候就是也住得很近。那当我们知道执事娘过世的时候，就是我们就赶到Lina 家去看望她最后一眼。
And that time, we were all living pretty close to each other. So when we heard the news of Deaconess passing, we all went to her house.
那当像 Lina 说的，当我看到执事娘的时候，我以为她是睡着了。
And like Lina shared, when I saw Deaconess Ping, actually thought she had fallen asleep.
她的脸真的像就是苹果一样，那个非常的红润，然后非常的美丽。
And her face was so beautiful and shiny like an apple.
就是很平静。
And she was very peaceful.
那像在启示录十四章十三节说。
And like said in Revelation chapter 14 verse 13.
那里记载着，在主里安息的人有福的。
And blessed are those who rest in the Lord.
他们息了自己的劳苦。
And for they have rested from the labor of this world.
做工的果效也随着他们。
And the fruit of their work shall follow them.
那另外一位她的姐姐 Lulu.
And her sister Lulu.
我们那时候在同样一个诗班。
And during that time, we were in the same choir.
你看到她呢，她总是笑眯眯的。
Whenever you see her, she is always smiling.
那她的声音非常好，她也非常喜欢唱诗。
She had a very beautiful voice and she enjoyed singing.
虽然在身体病痛当中
，Even though she was afflicted with illness，
我常常看到她唱诗、读经、祷告。
I would still see her often reading the Bible, praying and singing hymns。
像她说的，在圣乐营，大部分最后一天晚上都有一个presentation， 都有一个献诗。
Like Sister Lina shared on the last day of music camp, there will always be a final presentation.
那我那一次看到她最后一次的时候，我真的非常感动。
And the last time I saw her there, I was deeply moved.
坐在轮椅上。
She was in her wheelchair.
我看她的口张的比隔壁的青年还大。
But she was singing louder even than the youth next to her.
这个真的是在就是生命的尽头，她真的是用她的一生在侍奉主，在歌颂赞美神。
And even near the end of her life, she was still serving God with her whole life and her energy, her mouth.
我们也非常感谢神，从他们身上我们得到很美好的榜样，学习榜样。
So truly thank God that through them we have learned a wonderful example of faith.
那最后一个见证 ，Lina 也给我们让我们知道说出于爱心彼此的带导是。力量是很大的。
In the last testimony, Sister Lina also told us that the effectiveness and power of intercession is great.
因为能让一个人能重新得力，能从信仰可以再次得到坚固。
And a person can once again regain strength and their faith be established.
那我们最后请看提摩太后书四章七到八节。
And let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书四章。七到八节
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 to 8
第七节那美好的仗我已经打过了当跑的路我已经跑尽了所信的道我已经守住了八
8
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的不但赐给我也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人那我们从这个见证感谢神我们 得到美好的造就
I thank God for the great edification through this testimony
那我们一起默祷然后结束今天的见证会
And let us say a silent prayer to conclude our testimony session